back to News and Views here at News Talk 1010 WCSI and 98.1 FM. I'm News Director John Clark. This morning, I am talking with Aaron Hawkins, Director of Marketing for the Columbus Area Visitor Center. Aaron, thanks for coming in this morning.
Hey, good morning, John.
So there is a gigantic event happening in the sky over Columbus coming up in April. Can we talk about the eclipse?
Yeah, Bartholomew County has really won the cosmic lottery, it seems. And yeah, lots of folks in town doing a lot of planning, getting ready for the total solar eclipse on April 8th at 3:04 in the afternoon. That will be the dark moment of totality. But lots of cool events being planned starting, you know, Friday evening all the way through Monday afternoon. We know that there are going to be lots and lots of visitors in town, people coming from all over the Midwest, all over the country to be here. So we want to show them a good time and make sure that there are lots of things for them to do while they're in town.
And I don't think people may be, and I certainly wasn't really understanding the full extent of how unusual this event is and how total this event will be and the kind of crowds that this sort of eclipse draws to communities. I mean, this isn't something that happens once a year.
Right. And we have learned from other communities that were in the path of totality during the 2017 eclipse. So we do kind of have the benefit of being able to learn from people that have done this in the recent past. A lot of communities were caught off guard by the influx of visitors coming in, trying to get to a spot where they are closest to the totality. So I guess what that really means is where it will stay dark the longest. And even here, we are as just about as close to totality as you could be. And it's only going to be about 4 minutes of total darkness. But there will be lots of folks. We hear that people will be flooding in on the interstates, the highways. And what other communities have told us is that people will just kind of stop their car wherever they are, you know, whether they're going down I-65 or, you know, whatever, just kind of pull off on the shoulder. So we, I guess, also are trying to get the word out to set expectations that people need to be patient and careful during that time, because we could have some gridlock going on.
Well, and I think people like myself who may have, you know, you're outside and trying to squint and see the moon sort of edge its way into the sun, and oh, that's cool, and it gets a little dim. The moon is going to completely eclipse the sun. It'll go black.
Yeah, so the beginning of the partial eclipse is at 1:50 p.m. So at almost 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's going to start like getting dim.
Like a little bite out of the sun at that time.
Right, right. And like slowly, slowly get darker and darker. The beginning of totality is at 3:06 p.m.
For us.
Yeah. And it will end at 3:10. And then as the moon continues to, you know, pass on in front of the sun, it will begin getting brighter and brighter. And the end of the partial eclipse will be at 4:23 p.m. So from about 2 o'clock till about 4:30, it's going to be weird out there, man.
So for the people that live here and have the benefit of actually being, you know, the possibility of just going out in your front yard and watching it, there will be events going on all weekend. I mean, you don't have to go out during the event to have some fun. What kind of things and what kind of activities are going on that that people can take part in?
Starting off on Friday afternoon, it is First Fridays for Families, the Arts Council's event for families. We think that that will be a great way to welcome people traveling with kids to the community. One of our, you know, all-time tried and true favorites. I think they'll be doing Alice in Wonderland that night. Saturday and Sunday in downtown is what we're calling the Total Solarbration. That is a partnership with the City of Columbus and the Downtown Association. So that is, I'll be honest, John, those details are still coming together. Was in a couple of meetings about that this week, but I know that there will be, you know, bands playing, kids activities, you know, just kind of a street festival type vibe Saturday, and then also Sunday, there will be a pop-up brunch at Odd Office, which is the Office of Downtown Development, right next to Columbus Bar on 4th Street. Going to have kind of a little mini farmer's market type thing going on, maybe DJ. We're talking to a couple of bands. So, it's just going to be a big street festival.
Well, and we were talking before we went on the air a little bit. I mean, the surrounding counties, I know that they're getting all their hotel rooms booked, and I understand campgrounds are booked. Mm-hmm. What are things looking like here?
Some of our hotels are requiring a 2-night minimum to stay. That's really great for our local economy. So we're happy to hear that. And, you know, that's another reason that we want to make sure that there are plenty of activities. Yes, there are hotel rooms available in Bartholomew County. And you mentioned camping. I know that Eclipse, brings out lots of people wanting to, you know, hang out and enjoy the outdoors. So I know that the Bartholomew County Fairgrounds, they regularly have camping there. They have added additional campsites to increase that capacity. And I believe they're planning, you know, their own party out there. So there will be, you know, food and drink vendors on site, and they'll have bands, as well as Saraland, which is such a great camping spot. I saw that they have recently posted, you know, the bands that will be out there playing, and they're going to be, you know, having their own party out there all weekend.
So for people who are in the community on the weekend, how many visitors are we realistically expecting that are going to be coming through Columbus in Bartholomew County to spend the weekend?
The number that I hear, and the truth is we don't know, but the number that I've been hearing tossed around in meetings lately is, you know, around 100,000. It's a lot.
That is like a doubling.
It is.
Double plus our normal population.
It is.
So you've been in the meetings. What can we expect on the streets and roads that afternoon?
People will just kind of stop whatever they're doing to enjoy the eclipse. So I haven't decided yet which one of these cool events I'm going to attend, but I know that I am going to plan to get there early. We're pretty spoiled around here that it doesn't take us more than, you know, 20 minutes max to get just about anywhere. So I do think that even locals need to plan ahead to get where they want to be that day.
What is the planning like to accommodate that many visitors?
Well, I know that our local schools have made the decision to be closed that day. I'll admit, even I at first was like, why, you know, why would they do that? What better place to be than school to learn about a solar eclipse? But in anticipation of there being gridlock on the roads, and given that the eclipse is, you know, happening right at school dismissal time, I think that there is just not a way to reliably know that we'd be able to get all of our kids home in a safe and reasonable amount of time. So school will be dismissed that day.
You're listening to News and Views here at News Talk 1010 WCSI and 98.1 FM. We'll be back in just a minute with more News and Views. This morning, I'm talking with Aaron Hawkins, Director of Marketing for the Columbus Area Visitor Center.